Simin. Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Ches, Kofes. Bezo Hashem. Mechaber says, Yisha Shoachas, Tzadi Gimel, Sefalef, Yisha Shoachas, Kedim Sheyokum, Nispalek, Dei Sheikhav, Nibel Amokim. Shoachas, Achar HaTvilo, Shloite, Inir, Tzalov, Kamasoy, Shmemar, Lotis, Mimenu. The Prima Gozim says, even though this is the Chassidim HaRishenim, that were Shoah Shoachas, and it was a literal show, because the Gemara says, after they davened, they were busy with davening for Tisha Shoyis, how did they learn? And they davened, vice versa, they were talking about real Shoyis. However, La Halacha L'Maaseh, we don't pass that you need a show. It's Shomu Etes is enough. However, the Prima Gadam says, that Bizmanenu, we have Kamata Shoh, with Brachis, and Psukhid Zimra, and Brachis Krishma, Shoyin Kamat Shoh, he says. I don't know where he davened, but showing Kemat Shoh, that's the one in hell for afterwards. Afterwards is certainly not a show, but well, and it's only chakras. It's only chakras. It's not by everything else. However, it's the mashmois is that this halacha is. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he says that the showing shoachas is in addition to everything that you daven. In other words, before you start davening, you should be shoachas. You should be show a little bit beforehand. That's Mashmoyes Rabbeinu Yoino. Also in Sefer Yira, he says Yisha Maat Kedim Shepoiseach Piv. I would think that maybe the diuk in the Mechaber is not that way. It says Yisha Shoachas Kedim Sheyokum Lihispalo. Yokum Lihispalo sounds like Shmoy Nesrei Dafka. And if that's the case, then we always have something beforehand. Generally, you have Ashrei, you have Zugin Zimri, you have Berachas Kriyashma beforehand. Then you always have the showing Shoachas beforehand. Either way, if we learn that it's supposed to be before you start davening. Still, there's going to be a nafkamina in a case where you go. I think that it happens often. A person shows up to davening, let's say mincha, and they already started davening Shmoneh Esrei. So you quickly pull in and you start right away. As you get to your seat, you start. Chor, you should wait a second. And the same thing when you get to after Shmoneh Esrei. You're standing by the door with the tefillin, waiting for them to finish whatever it is. If it means the end of davening, you should wait an extra second. How long do you have to wait? So it could be that this is maybe why it's not so nicker, is because Mishnah Berurah says that it's Shir Shtei Psachim. How much is Shir Shtei Psachim? Mishnah Berurah says it's Shmoina Tvachim. Shmoina Tvachim is just over an Amma. It's like 1 second. Gag. Mamish. It's not, to walk Amma and a little bit, is Amma and a third, is not going to take you maybe up to 2 seconds. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's Ches Amos. We know that it's Shir Pesach. Is Dalet Amos. That's the Mimela. He says Shtei Psachim is Shmoina Amos. Shmoina Amos is already a good few seconds, at least probably three, between two and three at least. That would mean that a person should wait at least to get his bearings before he starts Shmoina Esrei. When he's kicking in, he should wait 2 seconds just to. In a case where you're davening the entire time, and you're davening with Smichas Gula Tvila, then you already have the Shah from beforehand. Either you have the Shah before you started, or you have the Shah during the Birchas Kriyashma. But in a case where you're pulling into Shmoina Esrei, then you have an issue. There you never had the Smichas Gula Tvila in the first place. There you should wait the 2 seconds. Towards the end of the first Bracha. It's certainly not Ma'akiv, and therefore you shouldn't miss Tvila B'tzibur. I wouldn't think that extra second would make the difference, but the one should bear it in mind. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that there's those that are makpid not to leave the Beis Medrash before im yochel es akiv actually yishar asar beis haknesses toiv loy ki gam ki yeshiva beis haknesses hu mitzvah bifnei atzma ein sham taima. What's the reason why you don't want to be gurim that the shechina should leave? Now, that's mashma that if you have 500 people there and you're the first one to leave, even though there's another 499 people there, but Lamaisa, you were one of the people that ultimately was gerim for the Shechina to leave. As opposed to if you're number 7 of the last 10, so then when you leave, the Shechina is already gone. Yesh la'ayin, if you're in Shniblach, and people are coming in, so you're leaving and people are coming in, so there's never a matzav where there's less than 10 people there. Is there such a problem or not? You really can clear that, but I guess that's already Shechina. If you get to a minion where they already had a minion beforehand, and there's 10 people there by the time when you show up, so you're the first one from this minion, but there's 10 people there from the last minion. So you're not from Asar Yishenim. The Shechina, what's the reason Asar Yishenim is that you're a gurim that the Shechina should come? That's the Maila. Everybody else, it's Noitel Schar Keneged Hulam, because you were the one that was gurim for the Shechina to come. Now, if the Shekhinah is already here from beforehand, by the time that you lose the 10 people that were there from beforehand, you already have a minion from beforehand. There's never a situation where the Shekhinah wasn't there. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not you have that milo of a third Shekhinah. No, you still should come on time to Shachar for numerous reasons, as we saw already beforehand, not skipping Mechulu, but it's also a night of Chakan Yir Kulam. I haven't seen people really being makbid not to be the first ones out, not to be the first ones out, but there's always going to be in any minion, even in a minion of 500, there's only going to be 10 people that are Mekayim. Right? There's never going to be more than that. There's never a rave of people that do the talacha. It's hard to know if people are makbid or people are not makbid. Sif beis le'yaman espalo be'ima v'achno le'mitech tzchek v'kal asreish edvar b'teilev le'mitech kas le'mitech simcho k'goin divri ten chumen shal teril semach guz mitzrayim semach l'til adom v'shkos v'tzein yirev yasa shem v'shem eskol yavov. L'chatchilo, if a person could get up with ima v'achno, that's the best. If not, then it should be simcho, mitech simcho, which is really sif gimel, in endless well mitech dim, mitech halach, shli yed libri tarbo, el mitech halach psuko. Vahainu nami kumay mitech simcho, kudir shem mizam chilev. Now, l'chora, where is this halacha nagea? That a person shouldn't be aimily spala mitech a halacha which is not psuko. During shachris, you have the whole psuke de zimra and birchas kriyashma beforehand. So you already have divri tenchum and shelteril. If it's mincha, you have asher beforehand. If it's marav, you also have the brachas beforehand. So it's only in a case where, let's say, you didn't daven asher by mincha, or you came into marav, and they're holding already by shmoneh esrei, and you're not going to be masmach gula, it's really not going to say the brachas beforehand. Only in non-regular cases do you have this halacha of not to be masmal mitech halacha psuka. But in a chalam, it happens that you get into first seder in the middle of handling with your chavrusa for the last 45 minutes, and they start ashri and you're still going, and they stand shmoneh esrei. So the halacha is you shouldn't miss tefillah betzivra just because of this, but lechatchila that would be such a case where a person should be makbit to say halacha psuka, which you could just say psuka, the chavrusa is halacha etzer, and also the chavrusa divin tan chumin shel, or whatever it is, something from ashri, and you're ready to take care of that issue better. Sif dalet. Oisik b'tzarchi tzibur, koisik b'tzarchi adami, pirush leni lamin mitoichel espalo, shegamzu simchi iloi, shoisik b'tzarchi tzibur. Yish mefarsh nainu leni nein tzarch lifsik li espalo. The halacha is, that somebody is oisik b'tzarchi tzibur, it's kilu as if he is oisik b'tzarchi, that it's considered a simcha, and there's another halacha as well, which we l'chur paskin like as well, doesn't have to be a tzibur, even though they're both learning the same halacha, in the Gemara, but it's two different pirushim in the same halacha in the Gemara, the pashas we paskin like both of them. And that is that somebody that's oisik b'tzarchi tzibur does not have to stop. Oisik b'tzarchi tzibur does not have to stop for davening. Now, who is considered oisik b'tzarchi tzibur? So, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Ayin, even somebody that's oisik in hatzalas mamaynum is also considered oisik b'tzarchi tzibur. Now, the Bir Halacha says there in Siman Lamed Ches that if a person is doing it, he's getting paid, then if his kavan is also to do tzarchet tzibur and also to get paid, that's fine. It's considered oisik b'tzarchet tzibur. Masha'inkin, if a person is getting paid, and his ikur intention is because he's getting paid, then in Echlam, doesn't have the heter of oisik b'tzarchet tzibur. There's very many people that work, somebody that works for the agudo. Everything that he's doing is klal work. So now he works 9 to 5, so the entire winter he doesn't have a daven mincha, because he's doing klal work. He's doing klal work from the entire time, and this could be that during if he doesn't take off during his lunch break. So, the answer is no. If your ikur is that you're doing this because you're getting paid, this is your panasa, then in a chanami, you wouldn't have the kula, and you'd have to stop. Now, let's say somebody's taka oisik b'tzarchi tzibur. A guy he's in charge of a campaign, for example. I don't know who would be that. And there's only 36 hours, and you're busy in the afternoon, it's the last of the few hours, and you're trying to make as much money as you possibly could, calling people the hulu. In a chanami, lechur, in such a case, a person is mamash oisik b'tzarchi tzibur, he's not getting paid, no monetary remuneration, so therefore, lechur, such a person would not have to stop the daven. However, with regard to his chiyuv tashlumin, does he have a chiyuv tashlumin or not? We saw that the Mishnah Berurah says that we paskin, like the Shach in Yerideo, and the Magen Avraham later on in Siman Kuf Ches, that say that somebody that's oisik b'tzarchi tzibur has a ptur like an einin. That means that he's potter in Gansin. There is no chiv tashlumen. Tashlumen is only if there's a chiv and the person was an oinus and he didn't daven. For a person that doesn't have a chiv in the first place, it's potter in Gansin, there's no din tashlumen. Memeila, such a person would not have a din tashlumen if he was oisik b'tzorchei tzibur the entire zman of the chiv tefillah. Now that means for shachar, it's from aleis shachar, which most people are not starting from aleis shachar. And it means for mincha, I'm not even sure. Does mincha mean chatzayit or half an hour after chatzayit? So Mishnah Berurah brought a machlekes in Simon Reish Lam and Gimel. If a person davens mincha in the half an hour after chatzayit, is he yotze afilu b'di'evin? He says there are those that hold you're not yotze. The mashmois the machaber is that you're not even yotze afilu b'di'evin. If that's the case, then the zman tefilas mincha starts only from a half an hour after chatzayit l'chorah. Mashiach Mishnah Berurah says there are those that would say that b'di'evin you'd be yotze from a half an hour after, in the first half an hour after chatzayit. Mashmois l'chorah is that the das mechaber is that we only start half an hour afterwards, which would mean that from a half an hour after chatzayis, the person would have to be busy the entire time without any ability to daven. Then he would be potter and gantin from tashlumen. If not, then he had a chiv, he was just annoying it, then he would have to be mashdan afterwards. Anyhow, we saw in Siman Kuf Ches, as Mishnah Berurah says, even though he does not make a mention over here in Siman Tzadi Gimel, in Kuf Ches, he says that somebody that was Oisik B'Tzorchei Tzibur, Lechatchilo, he should try to make it up, Mim Esmal Nadovo. Vim Oisik B'Tzorchei Tzibur, Ayin Le'el B'Tzorchei Tzibur, Mishnah Berurah, Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, we just saw. Vayim Yipri Megadim Siman Zeh, Shekosav, Denochen, Shegam B'Zeh, Yisbal Achak Yachlash, Lema Tzvila, Shekhzerili. Ech B'Zeh, Yisbal Eisar B'Tzorchei Tzibur, Yichadish B'Dover. It says, Lamayis, the Mishnah Berurah, even though he does not say it by the Ikar Alach of Tzadi Gimel, he says that in Kuf Ches, he says that a person was Oisik B'Tzorchei Tzibur and he was Potter and Gansin, the Maisa, if you could, you should daven a Tfilas Nedava.
What is that following?
I guess probably he's saying that since it's Machlekes HaPoiskim, since the Taz holds that Oisik B'Tzorchei Tzibur is not, doesn't have the Ptur of Einin, so it's Nichlal to a certain extent in the Machlekes Esophic, Esophic, whether or not you have a Chiv, and therefore you're allowed to daven. But you still need, well, you still have to do a Chiddush because the Ikar Halacha is that not. If we found the Siman Kuf Ches, we found the Siman Kuf Ches to making up the Tfilas from beforehand. Not making up the Tfilas beforehand. I'm sorry. Making up the Tfilas from beforehand. If you wanted to daven all the Tfilas, you'd have to be Mechadish by daven. Since Mi Ikar Adin, even though it's a Machlekes, whether or not you can make up more than one Tfilah, since Mi Ikar Adin, we're passing that you can't, therefore. That's Tzadi Gimel. Tzadi Ches. Tzorach Shela Kavan Betfilasi. Now these two, there's a well-known Reb Chaim, the first stickler in Hilchos Tefillah, and he says the Meduik in the Rambam that there's two types of kavana, and even though one type Pirush Hamilim is only Pirush Hamilim is ma'akev for the first bracha, it's mevur in the Rambam that the other type of kavana is ma'akev in the Tarish Shmoneh Esrei. That's lachar the two things that are mentioned here. In the Mechaber, Hamasbal Tzorach Shechavim Beliber Pirush Hamilos, V'yach Shekidu Shechina Kenegdoi. He says you have to realize your Emel Lefnei Hashechino. If a person is not Maka, then he's Emel Lefnei Hashechino, says Reb Chaim, then he's not Yetz, it's not a Tzuris Tefillah B'chlal. And he's not Yetz, it's a Daven again. Baruch Hashem, the Chazon Ish is Chedek. And says that not that way. But certainly it's not Pashin, and that is the truest of Tefillah is that a person is aiming Lifnei HaMokim. Memela, a person should take at least 1 second while he's saying Hashem Tzvah Tefillah, just to be Makir. Then you could say at least everything is Al Shem the Tchilo. Like when a person says L'Shem Yitzas Tefillin, everything goes with that. You don't have to keep on saying L'Shem Yitzas Tefillin. It goes Al Shem Tchilasa. L'chol HaPachas, at the first Akar, I'm being aiming Lifnei HaMelech, L'chol HaPachas, even if a person can't do it for the entire time, but he should have that Akar. Pirush Hamilim, that's the Iker as you're going through to have Pirush Hamilim. It's shaila whether or not you should think of the word before you say it, or even after you say it, you could do it. That's from a person, L'chorim Yisvara, a person should really know what he's saying before it comes out of his mouth. You shouldn't say something and then think about what he's saying. When you're talking to your friends, you don't say something and then think about what you said. First, you understand what you're saying before you say it. But Pashtas, you should really, a person should know what he's saying before he actually says the words. The Shlomo Zalman says something interesting. In Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Aleph, he says, Hamitzpal of a liboy bal imoy, somebody that's davening, and he's not paying attention, v'tarav machshavosav, and he's totally spacing out. Vinu Margish Klal Shatzvasayim Noris Vapem Mamshech Betvila. The story that they say, the guy that he was in the shuk, and he feels the guy punch him, punches him once, punches him twice, he doesn't know what's going on, and then he realizes that it's him by Atas Slach Lanavim Kichatonu Chalon Makinu Kifashonu, that he banged into himself, right? That's what Mishlam Zaman is talking about. The guy punches it, you're on vacation, and your lips are just moving. This is not just that he doesn't have kavana, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman. He's mamash misasik. He doesn't even realize that he's davening. He says such a person is not aware. What does he mean? He's not shikur, but he's not aware of what he's doing b'chlal. He doesn't even realize b'chlal that he's davening. Whether or not he's yesa, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman. That means even though, I'm sorry. What's the tzadiyas? What's the tzadiyas? That you have a maisa of a tefillah. He's saying that maybe you're not aware of what you're doing, but the very fact that you're davening, l'chora, you're saying the words, you were mekayim the mitzvah. You're mekayim the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the pure shamilim, or the mitzvah is the maisa tefillah? Well, come on, that it's the maisa tefillah, even if you're not paying attention, then it's hard to say that he's misasik when he stood up to daven and he's wearing towels. Right now he's facing out, but lamais his tura is a tura satvilo. To say that he should go back lechero, it's hard to say that he should daven again. Bifrat if he might just kick into cruise control a second time, then certainly it's not going to help him. However, certainly a person should do whatever tatzik he could to be mechaven. And there's all types of things, and certain things that work certain times, and certain things that other times. The person gets into rote of davening from a siddur, sometimes he spaces out. Sometimes he closes his eyes, and he also spaces out. Sometimes like this, something like that. Use your finger, use your ear, say it out loud, you should hear what you're saying. Do whatever you could to be able to be mechaven. The Ramah brings down halacha over here, not in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, but he brings it down over here for some reason. Va'alse la'odim la'nashik bonav haktana be'Beis HaKnesses. Person shouldn't kiss their banav aktanim. It's mashma that banav agdarilim is mutter. The truth is that the Binyamin Zev doesn't say banav aktanim. He says banav, maybe it was just the common thing is that you kiss the younger kids. They're cuter as opposed to your son is 24 years old. You know, love dafka. It's nice if you didn't see him in a long time, etc. But the mashma is, but there's those that hold that any banav is a problem. But either way, lechero, it's only banav. It's only banav, and it wouldn't be if you saw somebody, you met a friend, and you didn't see him for a long time, lechero, you'd be able to kiss him in the shul. And I would think that the vart is that somebody that sees a friend that he hasn't seen in 3 years, and he comes over to his house, and he stays by his house, he wakes him in the morning, he gives his friend the kiss another time. Why not? He doesn't, right? Most people don't. When you see the person for the first time, you give him a kiss. The next morning you don't give him a kiss. In the afternoon you don't give him a kiss another time, you know? It's more of a greeting than a expression of love. As opposed to somebody's child who kisses them in the morning, kisses them at night, he kisses them in the afternoon, he kisses them the next morning. That's because you love him. And memela, that's considered, the whole vart is kedelik boya baliba shein avaka avas amokim, as opposed even more than avas your child. The reason why you're kissing your friend you didn't see is not because you have this deep love for him, even though you missed him. It's not the same thing. And memela l'chora, that's the reason why. And kimdumani, people aren't. I think people are. There are definitely people that are not makim with regard to this. But I think that me Dino, it's.
Is it the same people are not makim by friends, are not makim by kids?
No, I wouldn't say that. But I don't know if there is a makar for anywhere else, Bakhlal. Is a makar banav aktanim? What else are we talking about? L'chera. Right? Why? Certainly the people that kissed the Rav's hand, finger, right? The hand or the gift. What? That's the nekuda. The nekuda is that it's not al tzava. Yeah, it's when you kiss him the next time that you see him. As opposed to the Rav, you kiss him every single day. You're allowed to love somebody aside from Hashem. I don't think that's a shein ava keava samakim. Shein ava keava samakim. I don't think that there's a.
Is it called she gave a hug and throwing your friend a hug?
Look, her, it's the same thing. And even the nishik is what chibu v'nishik.
We're saying it's like a kind of love, that's just the dera. It's also They're our kids. All kisses, they're kids. They're friends. They don't usually kiss. If it's a friend, it's a friend also.
I think there's a big difference between Banav and everybody else. I think it's why didn't the Paiskim just say? Why didn't the Rishonim just say? Also, Lenashik beBeis HaKnesses. Also, Lenashik beBeis HaKnesses. What? Not us. You like it's a different term. Kimdumani, that. Yeah, Reb Chaim says the Green Anishi saw that Reb Chaim holds the Maisa that Banav Agdelim is mutter. Even Banav Agdelim is mutter. Even Banav, if they're Agdelim, they're mutter. That means not only somebody else. Even Banav, if they're Agdelim, they'd be mutter. Now, I heard somebody told me just now this halacha has only been b'shas tefila, not b'shas tefila. Not. I think the Stimus Ramah is certainly not that way. Also, the Nash Banav Ektanu Beis HaKnesses. But also, maybe the Mashmois is Dafka in the Beis HaKnesses. But a Beis HaMedrash, where you do all types of other things, it's not Miyuchid for davening, Sri Ben Shalom. People pay their bills there also if you live there, and you could eat there and everything else, other things as well. I would have thought that you could be Medayik, that Taka should be Mutter. I don't have a Raya Baruch, didn't see anybody discuss it. But you could understand that maybe it's Dafka in a Beis HaKnesses, which is Miyuchid for Tzvilah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in such a case one should be Makbid on that. Sif Beis. Leisbal Makom Sheish Davar Shemavatel Kavanasi VeBeshosh Mavatel Es Kavanasi. VeAchshav Inu Nusar Mecholzev Neishanu Mechavnu Kol Kach VeTfila. So the Mishnah Berurah says Lamaiso that even though we're not makbid on these things, but lechatchila a person should try to daven in a place where there's not going to be things that are mafriyah. So if a person has a choice to daven in yeshiva or forced to daven in a place where the air conditioner goes off 2 minutes before the end and it beeps for really loudly for 2 minutes in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and this guy is screaming that there's going to be a meeting going on another 5 minutes, and there's people going around, and so in a chalami, a person should choose the best place, like lechatchila, where he'll have less mafriyim of where to daven. Is it ma'akev b'di'evet? It's not ma'akev. But lechatchila, certainly, one should do whatever he could do to allow himself to have kavanah. Shlomo Zalman says a chiddush, he says that toiv mat b'kavanah mehar b'shalei b'kavanah, and he mainly says that if you have a choice of davening in a place where you'll be able to daven mekavano, but you're going to have to leave a little bit early. Or you could daven in a place where you're not going to have very much kavano at all, but you'll be able to stay for the entire time. And then he says, it's better, sometimes you go to Shtiblach, and it's a minion for 35 minutes. And you could daven at a place that'll take 45 minutes. But lamaisa, all you have is 40 minutes. So you're going to have to leave 5 minutes early. So he says, it's better to daven like a mensch, even if you have to leave 5 minutes early, then to daven the entire tefillah, not like a mensch. Now, he says it's better that they know why you're leaving early. That way, I'll be using Rikim Lachar. But still, also, Tev Mat B'Kavana, it's better to go to a place which is Kavua, which is Ruyig, than to have to rush to the entire tefillah. Sif Dalet. Gimel. Yispal Derech Tachnun K'rash Mavakish B'Pesach B'Nachash Shleitir Elov Kamas Mavakish Lepotim Mimenu. What does it mean to be Yispal B'Tachanunim? The Mishnah Berurah says that Ratzon Eloimar Shiyamena Benachas B'Loshen Tachanunim K'mi Shemavakesh Rachmim Al Atzmai. A person is being Mavakesh Rachmim Al Atzmai. That's what Tachanunim is. However, Mitzad Sheni says it shouldn't be Loitir Lov Kamaso Pirish Af Alpi She'omer B'Loshen Tachanunim You're Mavakesh Rachmim Al Atzmai Em Einam Machasir K'mi She'tzarech Dover U'Balavakesh B'Nifnei HaMelech Elish Mitzmah B'Nei Echiv. If the only reason is you don't really feel that you need it, it's interesting exactly how this is. It's b'derech tachanunim because you feel that you're being mevakesh rachamim on yourself. You're being mevakesh rachamim, but you don't really feel that you need it. So you're not being mevakesh rachamim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, please give me a parnasa, but you don't really feel that you need the parnasa. I'm doing without it. So he's doing it b'tachanunim. I don't know if the tachanunim are real tachanunim if he doesn't really feel that he needs it. But somehow it's shaykh that you could have tachanunim and that it's near love kamasai. And then he says, lechatchila, a person shouldn't do that. A person should really be, not only that he should be b'derech tachanunim, that he's b'vakash rachamim, it should also be that he feels that he needs it, and realize b'maka that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it's a little bit of an interesting halacha over here, because the Bir Halacha says, he says, if a person's not mesmal b'derech tachanunim, could be has to daven again. That means that it could be you're not yetei if it's not derech tachanunim. So practically a person really has to make an effort. A person's davening three times a day, and it could be that every single tefillah he's not yotze if it's not derech tachanunim. Derech tachanunim, that you have to, a person has to feel that he's asking for rachmim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever it is, whatever he's being vakish. Now it says the Bir Halacha, it could be that it's only ma'akiv. Even those that hold that it's ma'akev, it's only in Ovis. How is a person vakish rachamim in Ovis? Ovis is not a bakash b'chol. Ovis is being mesadeh the shevach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it must be that you have to be mesadeh the shevach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu like somebody who was being mevakish rachamim. In other words, somebody will come to your door and he wants to ask for $1,000. So what would he do before him? He has to be mevakesh rachamim in a second. He's going to ask for $1,000. First he says, oh, Rabbi Chaim Yankel, what a great kavir you are. Look at the tremendous chesed that you do. Everybody knows what type of amazing bal chesed you are. You got to be real about it. You got to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu, as if you're going to be mevakesh rachamim in a minute. Memeila, that's what the Yehuda David says. Lachura is the kavana which is liikuva, the derech tachanunim in the first bracha. I saw the Pesach Tshuvas. He's metzayin Rabbeinu Yoin on Ovis. Who says it should be ka'ani hashoel davar shu'tzarech v'leik adam hashoel ve'in tzarech boy she'inim mischanan b'leiv namoch b'shiver nefesh. In other words, it has to be that you're ki'ilu serious about it. The person has to be serious about the sidur shevach, serious about the bakoshes. That is the tachanun. That is the tachanun. Siv Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. Machaber is medame the tefila to carbon. Mishnah Berurah brings down osur lispal bebricho. Bebricho just means when you're on your knees, when you're on your birkovs. Bebricho means on your birkov. You're not supposed to daven like the Arabs daven on their knees. That's how they pray. That is siv. Simen Tadeches. Simen Kuf Beis. This is a tough. Why is it tough halachas? Tough halachas to be Mekayim without an issue. Because sometimes you have 7:10 and everybody's running for the bus. And the guy's having a shmernet in the back. And also lava the frame of spal. And also be Praiseya. What are you supposed to do? You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. What's considered the fun of? What's not considered the fun of? Shasatcha, can you do it? You can miss your bus. Wife's going to be angry. Who knows? What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? Says the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Beis Sefalf. Aser Leisha B'Seichar V'Amesh Amespalo V'Im Lafona B'Im Renat Stadim. Says the Ramal B'Im Renat Acharov, like the Rosh says. And Tzorach Laharchik Dalet Ames. V'Im Oitzik B'Dvarim Shem Yitikuni Atfilas V'Il Pergaz M'Koymin Ein Tzorach Laharchik. That's only if you're sitting and you're not being Oitzik in Tvilo. V'Yesh Mater B'Oitzik Batero, even though it's in Tikuni Tvilas, V'Yesh Mishayim Erdani Mili Min Atzad. Avel Kineg Doi. Doi Omoyit says, even a person is asking a Kriya Shema and he's sitting down in front of somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei, he's got to move. That means there's somebody in the back of the shul, you're in bells, all the way in the back of the shul. In the front of the shul, there's a guy that's saying Shema, and in the back of the shul, the guy is davening Shemoneh Esrei. If he's in the direct line of fire, and direct line of fire means direct line of fire, you take a laser and you shoot it in front of you, as opposed to the sides, the sudden. Doesn't the one guy davening in the back of bells doesn't ask the entire Bez Medrash for you not allowed to sit down anymore. It means directly in front of him, and the reason is because it's near Kimishtacha, even near Kimishtacha, his dafkavi is directly in front of you. As opposed to, we'll see, being over the famous Baal, maybe he has different halachas. That's the two halachas, there's really two halachas that are mentioned in the Simen. And it's two totally different halachas. One halacha is you're not allowed to sit within Dalet Ames of somebody who's dominating Shemoneh Esrei. Why not? We saw two different reasons. Either one reason is, like the Dekamesha says, because it looks like you don't want to be a Kabbal Olam HaShemayim, which is a Pella, like the Taz says. First of all, what's to help you to stand up? If you're keeping your mouth shut, you're also not being Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. And also, since when is Shemoneh Esrei considered Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim? Shema is Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. When somebody thinks Shema, maybe you shouldn't sit next to him quietly. What's going on here? Says the Taz, the reason is, no, because it's Admas Kodesh. When a person is davening to the Ribono Shel Olam, then he's Tefes Mekoymoi, it's Arba Amos. And it's a chiddush because it's Arba Amis in every direction. Usually a person's mokayim is only two Amis in each direction. Four Amis by four Amis. Not eight Amis by eight Amis. But he says that's considered Admas Kodesh. And therefore, anybody there has to stand up. La Allah Chad Mishnah Berurah only brings the first time. He only brings the time a few times, he mentions it. He brings the time of, it looks like you're not being Mekabal Mokashamayim. Really, he says, if it's a chalosh, and it's not a problem, b'chulu, he only brings down that ta'am, which is the chara, is a little bit of a pella. Where do we find that Shmoneh is considered kabbalah of Shemayim, and what does it help you to stand up? But l'maisa, that's how the Mishnah Berurah goes, halacha l'maisa. Then there's a second halacha, which is from Sif Dalet and Sif Hei. And that is Shaloi Lavar Lifnei Mespal. That means you're already standing up. You don't have a problem that you're at Admas Kodesh or it looks like you're not being Kabbalah Shemaim. You have no issue. There's another issue. You're not allowed to be over Kineged Mespal. What's the reason why? Also two reasons we saw. Either because L'chur, the Pash this is because you're going to be Mafriya, the guy's Kavana. Or the Chayadim brings down another reason is because you're going to be Masik between the person and the Shechino. And Kineged the Shechino is... It's not exactly clear where the Shechina is. Maybe that's the Shaila between the Eli Rav and the Magen Avraham. Exactly how much I would have thought that the Machlok is actually totally in Bilbul Kavana. But exactly where the Shechina is, within the four Amas in front of him, L'chura, a person not allowed to be over Lefanav. However, if it's more than four Amas, then you're only allowed to pass in front of him. Then we'll see exactly the Nafkimina's Halach between them. Now this Halacha, that you're not allowed to sit down on the side or in the front or behind him, kokama that there is a hefsik rishus, then there's no problem. Bemela, if you're standing, somebody's davening by the bimo, and you sit down in front of the bimo, it's not a problem. You're in a different rishus. You're in a different rishus. There's no problem that you're admas kodesh. There's no problem that it looks like you're not being makabel omar shamayim. You're kilu in a different base measures. Now the chura, what would come out, is that as long as your bench has a shema chitza, then there's no problem to sit down right in front of a guy. Now, which benches do? It could be that there's a difference between the bench in the back of the base medrash, the small two-seater bench, and these other benches, with regard to whether or not there is a mechitza. As long as you're gavoy asara and rachav dalin, then you have a shema chitza. Now, lav dafko on the bottom of these benches, do you have a shema chitza? It could be that you have more than gimel tfachim, and therefore wouldn't have a shema chitza, but very many of them do not. Very many of them do not have more than gimel tefachim in between the bar and the bottom of the bench. And remeila, l'chur, you would have, there'd be no problem to be'etzim sit down right in front of a guy's davening shmona esrei, because you're considered in a different rishus. Now it has to be something which is kavua. L'chur, shtender would not be considered something which is kavua, even if it's the right sizes. A bench which doesn't move for the most part, the bench is the main base measures. They don't move for the most part. I and Simchas Torah, they move the bima as well. And the bima, the Mishnah Berurah says, is considered a hefsik mechitza. Anything which, for the most part, is not meant to be moved, has a considered a mechitza, and therefore you'd be allowed to sit down in front of them. In such cases. In Kumdumani, there were many gedolim that sat down without a problem on the benches in front of them. Now we'll get to, there might be other heterim as well. That's really Sif Beis. Sif Beis, it says, Yesh Mishayimer. Nirukim Mishtachavah. If he's in a different Rishos, then maybe there's no Nirukim Mishtachavah. Even though he could see him. Kavanah, we never found that's an issue. We didn't find that's an issue. We only found that passing in front of them is considered an issue of bothering Kavanah. Now, we really have a lot of questions we're going to have to get to, right? The guy that's davening in front of him during Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and the guy in the front finishes his Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf after 4 minutes, or 14 minutes. The guy behind him is down for an hour and 17 minutes. And between every 2 to 3 minutes, he looks behind him to see where the guy is holding. The L'chur is probably going to be Mafriya him slightly more than the 2 to 3 seconds that it takes to walk back behind him, Gimel Pesiyas. Nevertheless, it's not mentioned that that's such a thing as a Heter. We'll get to that in a minute. What to do about such a situation, Be'ez Hashem. But we don't decide what's considered mafriya, what's not considered mafriya. Chazal said to pass in front of him is considered mafriya. Not to pass in front of you, just to sit down. Is the chur not considered mafriya? Now, let's say the guy is. Now, this whole halacha is only if the person is not. This is only if a person is not davening. If a person is davening, then being oisik in any tefillah, there's no problem to sit down. Remela, a common occurrence is, first of all, if the guy next to you gets up to daven Shemoneh Esrei beforehand, and you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, and you're in the middle of Shema, l'chur you would not have to get up. Or if you were up already, you would be allowed to sit down to say tachron, if you're on the side of him, because you're being oisik in tefillah, l'chur it's not a problem. To sit down in front of him would be a problem, because sitting down in front of him may have a problem, v'nirik imishtachavim, you wouldn't have the heter. But to be sitting on the side of him, if you're saying tachron, or you're saying birchas kriyashma, is not a problem. It doesn't look like you don't make kabbal al mach shemayim. The now, if a person is cholosh, yesh mishayimer sef beis shema yesh b'tan maspal cholosh mutter. Once again, if the whole reason is like the way the Mishnah Berurah goes, is the whole chash is only that. The whole chash is only that it looks like he's not being mekabel shemaim. Then, if the person is cholosh, the person is weak, then echanami it doesn't have that connotation, doesn't look that way, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem to sit down. Now, a nice school that I saw that Binyamin Zilber says, he says that on Yom Kippur, the people are fasting the entire day, Rav of the Tzibur is considered cholosh, and therefore they would be allowed to sit down. Now, once again, if you could sit down, like Mishnah Berurah says, if you could just move over to the next bench and sit down without out of Dalet Amos, it's terrific. Very often in Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, that's not you don't have such ability. It's usually there's a lot of people davening, and you can't just take somebody else's seat. So you would be allowed to sit down, once again, on the side or off to the side in front of him. Not directly in front of him, you shouldn't sit down, because it looks like Nirek HaMishtachaveh. However, but to the side, wouldn't be a problem. Now, with regard to davening, but with regard to learning, can you learn there? So, can you learn there? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Chatchil yesh la'achmer, not to learn there." Toiv la'achmer, la'amar kedei rishenu. Im loy b'mokom adchak. He says, "Toiv la'achmer." If a person is learning, the ma'ase of the Aruch Hashulchan is mekel. La'achar of the Mishnah Berurah is mekel also for learning. So it's only a toiv la'achmer. Person doesn't have to get up if he's learning, and if he feels that it's going to be for him, I don't know that he has to. You have to know Mishkalah Chasidus whether or not a person should do that in such a case. So if you're learning, Now, learning, says Mishnah Berurah, it has to be that you're moitze hamilah mitzvasav. It has to be nearer that you're being makabel al shemayim. I saw that Mekor HaChaim says that if you have a sefer open in front of you, that's also, and you're looking inside the sefer, that's also enough. People don't want to learn out loud when there's the guy davening Shemoneh Esrei right next to them. But it has to be nicker that you're learning. So he says, if in a case where it's nicker that you're learning, even if you're not being moitze hamilah mitzvasav, that's also enough. That's also enough. And a person would not have to move. So if a person is davening, he's allowed to daven Torah Dalet Amos. Person is learning the chatchila, if he could, he should stand up. However, if he can't, then he's allowed to sit down when he's learning, even Torah Dalet Amos. That's all in a case where you came after the person was davening Shemoneh Esrei. However, it says the Mechaber Sif Gimel, "Im Yeshiv Yashav Kfar Va'Omed Zeh B'Tzidoy." If you were sitting somewhere, and then somebody else came to daven, and you're within the Dalet Amos, so then I was here first. Means chasidus to get up. Now, obviously, we're talking about a person who's not davening. A person that's davening says, no, you don't have to get up a klal. You don't have to get up a klal. So we're talking about a person who's just spacing out. He's not learning with the sefer, and he's not davening. Then maybe learning the chatchila, you should get up. But yesh la'ayin in such a case, if you were there first, the mashmaya of the Mishnah Berurah is that if you're learning, you don't even have to get up. Al-Smidus Chasidus. If the guy came was Bobek Vuloy. This guy told me he was in a Beis Medrash, and a minyan started, so he went to the back of the Beis Medrash, and then a guy pulls in, and he's learning with his son. A guy pulls in, and he decides that of all the places in the Beis Medrash where he wants to daven, he goes to the corner right behind him, and he starts davening behind him. So he continued learning. Afterwards, the guy screams in there, "What are you doing? You're just sitting down in front of me and you're learning out loud. Like, what's going on over here?" The best thing, the guy doesn't have to leave. The guy doesn't have to move. And you're Baba Guloi, and therefore, he doesn't have to move. Befat that he's learning. Even if he's not learning, it's only Midas Chasidus to get up. However, if it's a Mokum, which is Kavua for Tvilo, and there's a Mini, which is davening now, then a person Michiyuv has to get up because that is the Mokum. But if a person just pulls in by himself and he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, sometimes you have those people that they pull into shul, even though it's a makom which is kavua for davening, it's not a minyan which is kavua for tefillah. Also, the Maamar Mordechai says you don't have to get up for him, because the fact that it's a makom kavua is not enough. It has to be a minyan kavua. Now, I don't know what's considered by the kosel, because you need to have a minyan kavua dafka. L'chora, if it's Shemoneh Esrei, l'chora also dafka a minyan kavua. It's a makom which is kavua for all types of tefillahs, but generally most types of tefillahs you don't have to stand up if you're sitting down next to such a person. However, if it's a If it's a minion, which is kavua, then a person would have to stand up for him. Now, just to mention, the Kav HaChaim says that this is all if you were sitting down and the guy came afterwards. But let's say you went, got up to go to the bathroom. So you were sitting somewhere and a guy starts posing the Shmoneh Esrei right next to you. You stand up to get a tissue and now you want to sit back down. You can't sit back down anymore. Now you're considered Baba Gvuloi because he's already there now by the time you want to sit down. It's only you're allowed to be Mamshech, you're massive, where you were before him. But to get up and sit back down, that in a Hanami, a person wouldn't be allowed to do that. That's sitting down. That's a halbitzar. Halbitzar, because most of the time it's not really an issue. If you're davening, then it's not a problem. If you're learning, it's also not a problem. Maybe if a guy davens right behind you, then you should move over to the side. Beseder, the chatchilo, a person should get up if somebody davens behind him. You shouldn't be machshalim that there's such an issue. And the chatchilo, you shouldn't also. If you're davening somewhere and there's a guy davening in front of you, sitting down on the bench in front of you, just move over a little bit to the side. If you have a little bit of room, move over a little bit. You shouldn't be directly in front of the guy. It shouldn't be that it should be near Kemishtachav Eloi. Just move over a little bit. Now, the bigger issue is Sifdan and Sifhei. Here, the Mechaber says, Asa laver kenegan mespalim b'secher ba'amis, v'daf klifneim abitidei mutter laver v'lamid. A person is not allowed to pass in front of somebody who's davening. Now, it doesn't talk about passing behind him. It sounds like it's only passing in front of him. Passing behind him would seem to be mutter. It happens to be that the Aruch HaShulchan says that according to the Zohar that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, a Zohar b'parashas Chayesor, oitzer filu b'tzideim techar b'amis, he says before in the Zohar, l'chero, if you're going to learn the Zohar, like the way Mishnah Berurah is understanding it, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Zohar is not chilik, b'chlal, on the Bavli. It's only in the Lafanav which is the problem. But if you learn it the way the Mishnah Berurah understands that it's not just Lafanav, then he says even Lachrav should be a problem. But I never seen anybody b'makvid. L'chero, I would have thought that it's tully in the two times that you're not supposed to pass in front of somebody. If the reason is because of being matzik between him and the Shekhinah, you're not, because the Shekhinah is in front of him, not behind him. But if it's there, you're going to be mafreim, very often when you pass behind the guy, so if there's no bench there and you don't have to squeeze behind the guy, terrific. But if you have to squeeze out behind the guy, very often you're mafreim the guy from davening, you shouldn't pass him. In such a case, the chur. You shouldn't pass him. I didn't see anybody being matzik when I get to that. And the Mashmoy says you could even climb on top of the bench, right? We never found you allowed to climb over the bench behind you and go behind him, even though the guy who's davening Shmoneh Esrei right next to you is going to be L'chaira. I would presume that would bother him slightly more than a guy passing 3 feet in front of him to go somewhere else. But nevertheless, we don't find that Be'etzem such a thing as Aser. Now, Al Derech Eretz maybe, and Al whatever it is, B'nyan L'chaveri, it's not a good thing to do. However, Al Sedin of Laver Kenegan Mespalo, we don't find that such a thing as a problem. Maybe it's a Gei Danzogin. Pashi, you don't have to say that. Obviously, you shouldn't push the guy when you're passing through to be able to get out. I haven't seen anybody really be, I don't know if people are makbid on that. Either way, certainly passing behind them where he's not going to know, certainly not an issue. Now the truth is I haven't really seen people be makbid not to be overly famous follow like the Be'er Lacha says by Kriyashma either. Mr. Brewer brings down from the El Yirah, but by Kriyashma also you're not supposed to pass in front of anybody. Do you ever see people that don't pass in front of somebody when they're down in Kriyashma? You walk into the shul by Marav. He doesn't walk into somebody in the middle of Shema. He doesn't pass by five people to get to your seat. You're automatically passing by people behind you. I haven't seen people be makbid in such a thing. So the truth is, if you look at the Eli Rabbi inside, the Eli Rabbi only says by the pasuk of Shema. It's mashma by the first pasuk. And lemaisa, by the first pasuk of Shema, people cover their eyes generally, or they're closing their eyes. Closing their eyes and covering their eyes, Be'er Lacha is misapik whether or not you have, there's a problem. If you put a talus over your eyes, he says, Kenzan, you can pass in front of him. He says not to. Befrat l'fid ha'chayav, that says you'd be master between the person and the Shechinah. That's only by Shmoneh Esrei, not by Shema. So it could very well be that we're talking about one pasuk, and the one pasuk most people's eyes are closed. That's why people aren't so makbid when you get to that. However, the Mishnah Berurah is l'maisa cheshish for it. Now, who are you not allowed to pass in front of? Are you not allowed to pass in front of a child? Is a child Shmoneh Esrei considered a Shmoneh Esrei or not? So the Pachacher is mitzad that in Chanami a child Shmoneh Esrei, you would be allowed to pass in front of him. However, most of the Paiskim, as the Yisrael brings down from the Chazanish, from Shlomo Zalman, and from Abraham Kinevsky, that they all say that it's that a child is no different if it's a child that's a Gia Lechinuch. The child is not a Gia Lechinuch, so then his tefillah is not davening b'chol. Child that's Gia Lechinuch, then has a Shem Shmoneh Esrei, he wouldn't be able to pass in front of him. I think Kimdumani, that the story, the well-known story in Moshe, that he wanted to leave after davening, and he was in a rush to get somewhere, and there was a kid that was davening, he didn't want to pass in front of him. So they told him, we gotta go. He says, what, you don't see that there's a wall here? It's a wall, how are you supposed to pass? Kimdumani, that I heard the story, was with a child. Was it a child? Maybe I'm wrong. I'm getting looks. But I thought that the story was with a child, and he said that was like the chiddush of it. Even though it was a whatchamacallit, he said that not. He said that he couldn't pass by. Now that's passing by in front of, passing. So to walk in front of somebody where there's no mechitza and he could see you is a problem. Even if there is mechitza, if he could see you, is a problem because you're going to disturb the guy's kavana if you're within dalat amis. How about walking on the side of him? And this happens all the time. Anytime you want to walk down an aisle, you're walking on the side. If somebody's damish menesse, you want to get to your seat, you want to walk in, after you finish menesse, you want to walk up the aisle, down the aisle. Anytime you're passing by a guy that's damish menesse on the side, what's the halacha? So we saw there's the Magen Avraham and El Yerabo. The Magen Avraham says that anywhere within the mispalel's peripheral vision is problematic to pass by. That means on the sides, not directly on the sides, because you can't see that unless you have a rear view mirror. But anywhere that basically most of the 180, probably 150 to 160 degrees in front of you, you're not able to walk even on the side if you're within Dalat Amis. That's what the Magen Avraham learns. El Yerabo says no. The Rabbah says the only issue is passing in front of him. However, walking down the sides is not a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Lahokil B'mokam Atzchak. Efshur Yesh Lahokil B'mokam Atzchak. The Aruch HaShulchan says the minig is to be meikol. And Kimdumani, that is the minig. People certainly walk up and down aisles, V'chulu. Do you want to know if it's the Rishiva that's walking up and down the aisle, or whoever it is, the Rav that's walking up and down the aisle? I think that they would also, if they had to leave. But I think that is the minig. If they have to leave, it's the Shas Atzchak. So there you light about the Mishnah Berurah as well. But even without that, Lachara, that is the minig to be samech on the El Yerabo, that as long as you're not passing in front of him, it's not a problem. Now, according to El Yerabo, the El Yerabo says as follows. Something with the Olim yesterday. El Yerabo saved lo yasirak laver b'soich arba ameis neged panov. You're only not allowed to pass neged panov. Avalelech b'soich arba ameis v'lamoid Mutar afilu lefanov, but to go within Arba Amis and to stand, mutar afilu lefanov. What does that mean? Mutar afilu lefanov. You're allowed to walk. There's two possibilities of understanding this. Al Yerabo. He means to say that you're walking on the side in front of him. That's what's mutar. But certainly you're not passing in front of him. Or he means no laver lefanov velama. It means you're not allowed to pass from one side to the other side of him. But to go walk in front of him and stop, v'lavar v'lamar, right? That's what's mutter. It's the passing in front of him which is usher. What is mutter? What does El Yerabo matter? In other words, even according to El Yerabo, even according to the first way that I'm saying, certainly you're allowed to walk up to where the guy is. You're just not allowed to pass in front of him. But are you allowed to walk, the real question is, are you allowed to walk up to and in front of him, just you're not allowed to pass him? Or no, you have to stop right in front of him. Where is it again? It's very again. Very, very negiah. Probably every single day is negiah for certain people. You pull into a minyan that's davening Shmoneh Esrei, and you want to get to your seat. So you walk down the aisle, like the El Yerabo, and now you want to walk into the first seat by the bench, the first stender in the row. And there's a guy davening right behind you. Are you allowed to do that? You're not passing him. You're pulling in front of him and stopping. Is that okay? Similarly, you have the same case if a guy is davening behind you, and he wanted to walk back three steps. Can you pull off to the side and walk back, according to El Yerabo?
Why is going backwards not the same idea? It's not straight.
Because there you're walking back into in front of him. Your mom is walking back in front of the guy, that's my free him. As opposed to if you're on the side, that's okay. As long as you're not passing in front of him or walking back in front of him, walking towards him, or backwards even, that's okay. If the problem is the havara in front of him, or anything which is going to cause him to be To go off to the side is once it's not going back directly back in front of him, and you're also not passing in front of him. Either one of those is a problem. But to go in front of him and stop, that's okay. As long as you didn't walk three steps in front of him, or you walk, you're just walking from the side and then pulling in, that would be okay. So, Chaim Ari had a nice diuk, and I actually think that that's maybe the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, coming off of what he said beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah says, "El Yerabo saved le asurak laver b'seichar ba'amis neged panov." He says neged panov. Avolele b'seichar ba'amis v'lamoid mutar afilu lifanov. Doesn't say mutar neged panov. It says mutar afilu lifanov. The lifanov is mashma what he said. Mutar afilu lifanov lelech b'seichar ba'amis v'lamoid mutar afilu lifanov. Exactly what he said before and was usher according to the Magen Avraham. That's what's mutter according to Eli Rabbo, which means on the side to pass through. But neged panav to pull inside would not be problematic. However, I would think that that's maybe Madurik in the Mishnah Berurah. I did see in the Sefer, I think it's Rabbi Portash's Sefer in Dalet Amos Shel Tfilo, that he quotes there that he Reb Chaim Kineski told him, v'shem l'chazen ish, that if you're davening and the person behind you is davening Shemoneh Esrei and you want to daven pull off to the side, according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, it's mutter to pull off to the side. Now there could be that there's a difference between if you're in front of the person pulling off to the side or on the side of the person and walking in front of him and stopping. That could be. But at least the Cholah Pachais, it would help, it would be a big help if a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei and he doesn't want to bother the guy behind him. He would be allowed to be falazach if we hold, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the minig is, like to go like the Eliyahu Rabbah. And the Chazon Ish is saying that according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, it's mutter to pull off to the side, then that's what a person should do. If you know that you're going to be mafriya, the guy behind you, from davening Shemoneh Esrei, because you finish after half an hour, and he takes an hour and a half, then it's better to pull off to the side. And certainly, b'shas hadchak, to be semich on that, you have the Mishnah Berurah b'chol is maskim as well. Now, what's the story with the Kohen? A Kohen wants to go duchen. Is he allowed to be over lefnei mispal or not? So the Chazon Ish was brought down from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said that Birchas Kohanim is a daraisa. And Mimela, certainly we don't have to be makbid on this halacha, connected to daraisa. And any other daraisa? Even one Kohen. Even one Kohen? That's a good question. Is it a shayla dafka by two Kohanim, one Kohen? He wasn't machalik. I would have thought that yes as well. But Be'etzimitzim is a daraisa. In this case, you're Mekayim the daraisa. I don't know. Baal Teshaktu. They bring down Baal Teshaktu, which is the Raisa, certainly. It's a Shaila if it's not a Baal Teshaktu, if you let her go in front of somebody to move the bath, to go to the bathroom. But if it is a Baal Teshaktu, then they bring down from B'chaim, they should some reason for B'chaim, that you could even jostle the guy a little bit. I mean, obviously, don't. If the only way for you to get through, it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and everybody has a Oimdim Tzvufim, Mishtachvim Tzvufim, and you want to get by, and the only way to get by is if your mom is like wiggle past the guy. That's also, you shouldn't move him, pick him up and deposit him somewhere else. However, you could, to be able to get by, you would be allowed to do that. Now we get to a Levi. Can a Levi go by to wash the Kohen's hands? So Chaim says something interesting. It says that Mishnah Berurah says that if there's no Levium in the shul, then a Bechor should wash the Kohen's hands. So he says Chaim also a Bechor should go. Of course, should go. A lot of times, the Kohanim wash their own hands. When the Levim don't come out, the Kohanim just wash their own hands. So that's also. Now, let's say your kid is making a racket, and he's disturbing other people. Can you go walk out and in front of people? Walk out in front of people. Not clear. The Chor in such a case, it's being my free other people's tefillah. You're chav lachrini, and this is a. The chura, it's a tzurich gadol. Anything which is the certainly if you have certainly. Let me just say the Aruch HaShulchan first. Let's see in Sifei first, maybe. The one other halacha first before we get to Sifei. What's the story if a person is davening in the our case that we started off with? A person is davening the aisle at the end of davening. We're davening the doorway. What's the story? Are you not allowed to pass in front of such a person? The mind says, the Shekhin is there. You're not allowed to pass in front of him. So, the many people, the Marsham and others in Das Tero, are mitzadid. Shlomo Zalman also brings down the Shetzad. He actually goes like this. He says, certainly a person that's davening in an aisle, a davening place which is miyuchin for the rabbim, he's not Tefes Mekremi. It's like a kever which is an Amakam of Rabbim is not Tefes Mekremi. He's allowed to pick up the mace and move him somewhere else. So too, a person that doesn't have a right to be there is not Tefes Mekremi, and therefore it's not a problem. You're allowed to pass in front of him. Not only that, he's mitzadid that you're allowed to pick him up and move him. So even though the question I wrote, can I pick him up and move him, just kidding, no, I wasn't kidding at all. Shema Zalman is mitzadid like that. You could pick him up and move him, because he has no recht to be there, Rechlal. He's being mafriya the ilim from being there, and therefore a person will be allowed to pick him up. Now, it might not be a good idea for other reasons, but I was walking in front of him, it's not a problem to walk in front of him. Now, I've heard from more than one person, though I haven't really seen the Paiskim say this. I heard from more than one person, b'shem anashim gedayim, that they say that after davening is over, then it's already not considered as man for davening, and he has no right to be there to be mafriya la'olam. Which would mean that, depending on the person davening, right, he could have a 12-minute, 14-minute ma'arif, and that's one, or he could have a 20-minute ma'arif, and it's dependent on that. But kafi, the ma'arif, which makes sense, because if you're davening this minyan, you're telling to this minyan. For you to decide that you want to go ahead and continue davening for 20 minutes after everybody else is finished, that's ba'atzim is mafriya to the rabbim, and we know rech to be there. The chatchila, I think. Yes, the story with Rashi was not like that. And the story with Rishon Zalman is also not like that. Rishon Zalman used to wait for the people. Wait for the people, and even if the person got a little bit nervous, and he sees Rishon Zalman waiting for him. But he learned his lesson for next time, that he shouldn't do that. Which is, I think, maybe part of what he's trying to teach him. Is that you can't do something which is going to be chav l'achrini. Certainly, that's something that a person should take into account. If you're the type of person that davens long-term an essay, then daven in a place that's not going to be for other people. Daven closer to the wall. Daven in a place which is not... It's midini derech eretz pasha to keep other people in mind. I had down that Brickworth asked Rishon Zalman, this is do by the kaisel. Because there's minyanim all over the place. You can wait till everybody finishes. You'll stay there. Sometimes you don't have to stand there all day. How long do you have to stand there? I don't know if you have to stand there. If the guy is finishing up Shemar Nesai, so wait another minute. But in Echonami, if Kol Kamenet, there's a whole minute of people, and there's other, then you don't have to, it's not, a person that's davening in a place. What's that? Everybody has a recht to daven there. The question is where to daven. Very often you are. If you walk down on the left side, right? As you come down the ramp on the left side, before you go into the part which is underneath. How is anybody supposed to get that whole area? There's no way for anybody to get there. And there's tremendous amount of space on the other side. Now, there are times where it's packed and you don't have any chalas. But then there's no... A person doesn't have to stay there all day because there's going to be people that are davening one after the next. The chatchila to daven in a place where it's not going to be mafriya.
So, one thing, so what are you supposed to do in that situation?
So, if in a scenario where you see that they're finishing up, the person's finishing up Shemayin Esrei, then I would wait a minute. But Kokama, that's the whole minyan, and there's another minyan that's going to be starting in another minute. So then you don't have to... Once you don't have to wait the whole day, you could just go right now as well. If you see that the guy's finishing, so then miyais tei, wait. Kol kamen na, l'chari you wouldn't have to. What then? No. After davening means after davening. Even though l'chari it's going to come at the mincha by mincha and marv, right? There's a difference of 10 minutes, and by shacharis there's a difference of 20 minutes. Shacharis and marv is a difference of 20 minutes. The Nikuda is, this is the Zman for the Tvilo. Well, come with that, people already finished davening, so then that's not the Zman anymore. The Sif Hei is Asr Im Hishtim Tvilo Tvaya Odomacher Mispal Achrav Asr Mvsoya Shal Psi Sachik Mimi Shachar Tvilo Tvay Shim Yasa Zeh Hari Ukoibi Kineg Mispal. It's like being Urban Mispal when you back up in front of the person. Even if the person, this is very annoying, it gets very annoying. You're by Sim Shalom, and a guy pulls in right behind you. Baruch Atah Hashem. Oh, you couldn't wait an extra 20 seconds till I finish. Now I'm going to have to wait another 5 minutes because you decided to pull in. Even if the guy started after you, you got to wait. So, what is the person supposed to do? So, first of all, with regard to the three steps beforehand, we mentioned this in the past. Chaim Kineski says this, Sim Shalom Zalman. That the three steps at the beginning of Shemar Nesri are not Medino. The Rikeach is the Makar for it, and therefore you could daven without doing the three steps. Therefore, if the guy behind you already started Shemar Nesri, and you stand up now to daven Shemar Nesri, you don't have to go back three steps. Just start Shemar Nesri without the three steps B'chol. However, when we're talking about the three steps afterwards, that's Medina de Gemara. That you really can't get out of. What are you supposed to do if the guy behind you is davening Shemar Nesri? So, if you already finished Shemar Nesri, and he's just waiting for the guy behind him to finish Shemar Nesrei. So there, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Shlomo Zalman Kandumani say that you could go back. You could go back because he's really finished. Now, certainly according to Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan holds even if the guy's in a Lekai Nitzur, you're allowed to go back because he's really finished Tachnunim. He's in his Tachnunim. And he holds that the Ikar reason is because you're going to be mevavel with the guy's kavana. Or come that he's in tachnunim, you don't have to worry about that. He's not worried about the time there being mafsik between him and the Shechina. But if you're worried because of the time of being mafsik between him and the Shechina, like the Mishabur is worried, then the halacha is mevor in simin kuf chav beis. Mishnah Berurah says that when is the shechina there until? Until you're paiseya, says the Mishnah Berurah in simin kuf chav beis. As long as the person has not been paiseya, then the shechina is still there. The af al pi sha'ami yu l'rotzin mikom mokom kol zman shlei posa havi ko'im lefnei ha'melech, says the Mishnah Berurah in kuf chav beis of katan hay. According to that, even if the guy behind you is finished Shemini Esrei and he's just waiting for the person behind him to finish, nevertheless, you shouldn't be allowed to go behind, back. However, we do have other places that say not that way, and Bechlal to Shaila whether or not we have to be Cheshish for the reason of Shechino. Therefore, certainly B'makom Atzchak, a person definitely has what to be Mekel on. The person definitely has what to be Mekel on. Now, what happens on Yom Neroim? Yom Neroim, the guy's down behind you for an hour. What should you do? So you can either drive the guy crazy by turning around, or you do something else. So it's interesting. Berkowitz had a nice chap. He said that the benches where they have the seats that flip up, so he says when you flip up the seat, everybody has an individual wooden seat that flips up. When you flip it up so that the seat comes down a little bit below where the bench was up until then. And when you do that, you have lavud. You have lavud and you have a mechitza, and therefore there's a mechitza between you and the guy behind you. Takes care of the issue of being masik between the person and the shechina. Out the problem of being mabal with the guy's kavana, certainly you turning around 18 times in the middle of Shemini Esrei is going to be mabal with the guy's kavana a lot more than that. And b'meila, you'll be able to go back. So remember, people arguing with him. He says, how come people like my chumras, they don't like my kulas? They take my kulas. That would be a way to get around it. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I saw in Hilchos Shleimei, was not happy with this Eitzah of that you be mafri the guy, because then he says, and then you're going to get rid of this entire halacha. Because you're always going to be mafri the guy. You're going to wait for the guy, you're going to be mafri the guy. So he didn't want to go with that. But Lamais, you are being mafri the guy. Lamais, the guy's zikr not going to have any kavanah. So what should he do? So you have this chazanish that says that according to the Al-Yarabba, you would be allowed to back out from in front of him to the side. And if you know that you're going to be mafri the guy behind you, then that's what you should do. Be back out, since the Aruch HaShulchan says the Minig is like the El Yerabba, and the Chazanish says that according to El Yerabba, you could back off to the side, Be'alachsein, then that would be the best Eitzah to get out of this, to get out of this issue.
Can you go back to where you're standing before?
Can you go back to your standing before? That's the question. Can you go back to where you're standing before? So the Lachas Maker Adin, you don't have to go back to where you're standing before. We'll see the Lachas later on. Agav, that halacha, if you go back three steps, that you shouldn't allow someone to pass by in front of you, that's not because you're being mafsid between the Shechino, being mafsid between Kavana. That's for a totally different reason. Does it need to have Shesh Psiris? Three back, three forward. You don't want somebody Mafsik in between the Shesh Psiris. But that's not Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, you don't even have to go forward afterwards. And therefore, L'chara, in that case, maybe you should go forward three steps towards the side, not to back where you were before in the front of the guy. Since we're making like Dali Rab, but the best is to go off to the side. But L'chara, B'makom Atzchak, that would be the best thing to do, is especially if you have Berkowitz's Eitzah, and you go off to the side, so you have two reasons why you should be able to be Mekel. L'chara, that's definitely better than driving the guy behind you crazy for the next hour and 15 minutes.